When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I'm glad you stuck around for this interview with Jen Hanley. Jen is in charge of safety for Meta, meaning she oversees what's happening as far as safety in the U.S. and Canada on Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Threads. Jen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Lisa. It's great to be here.
So you're here to unveil a new age assurance technology. You're using AI to accomplish this so that kids are not targeted online. Tell me about that.
Yes. So, you know, in order to use Facebook or Instagram, you need to be over the age of 13. And so for many, many years, we have really invested in technology to help us find and remove people who are misrepresenting their age, who shouldn't be on our platforms and you know, maybe under the age of 13. But what we're unveiling today and talking about today, as you mentioned, is our ability to strengthen these efforts, to really help us with our enforcement. And so we're using AI to really help us find and remove these people who shouldn't be on our platform. So using AI to look for signals and clues across our platforms to really detect if they're lying about their age and then deactivate their accounts if needed.
And, of course, that always brings up privacy concerns. How are those addressed?
Right. So we're really trying to balance privacy and safety here. What we're doing when we're trying to find underage users to remove them, we're looking at signals and information. We're looking at things, like the, visual clues about their facial structure, their bone structure, if they look like a child, if their height might indicate they're a child. Not matching you to Lisa using facial recognition, but using, you know, signals around what someone a certain age might look like. We're also looking for information that they may have in comments or posts or bios or, you know, within their profile that indicates their age as well to help us, what grade they're in or if they've celebrated a certain birthday and it gets referenced. So those are all those clues that can really help us. Again, it's stuff that people may be posting publicly to identify that they might be underage.
Right. What happens to that data once it's collected? That's the big concern, that people don't want data collected on their underage children.
Yes. So what we're doing with this is we're looking at these signals, and if we identify they're underage, then we're deactivating the accounts. Someone might get the opportunity then to age verify and show, no, I'm not actually underage. I'm an adult. Here's my information, and they can provide an ID or use our partner Yoti for age estimation. But really what's happening is those accounts get deactivated if we understand that. We have another system in place also that's helping us identify if someone's a teen or an adult so that they can be put into our teen account experience. We have age-appropriate safeguards for teenagers. So we're also looking for signals and systems there to get teens to put them into those protective settings that we have.
Because that's a concern, that adults are portraying themselves online as teens and interacting with teens, and that just creates a very dangerous situation.
So what we've done with our teen accounts is actually really tried to limit those interactions. We've put safeguards in place, for example, that have messaging restrictions so the teen is more in control over who can message with them and who they're messaging with. And part of our teen accounts include privacy restrictions as well, in addition to time limits and content restrictions. So we really want to make sure that teens are having that safer, more age-appropriate experience.
And this isn't just a platform-level issue. What role should governments or app stores or other parts of the tech ecosystem play in setting standards for age verification? And where do you see alignment or tension today?
Understanding age is really complex. Everyone in the industry is trying to figure this out. It's, multifaceted issue. We have this layered approach to understanding age, but we're only one part of the ecosystem, right? Teens use so many different apps every single week, and some of them, may not be able to invest or have these advanced technologies to help understand age. And so we actually think the government has an important role to play in establishing age verification and parental approval at the app store level. So creating one centralized place, this information is really already being provided there by so many parents already, but one centralized place for parents to provide that age information for their teen and to say yes or no before their teen wants to download an app. So we think that's an important thing. Government can really create that framework to help across the industry understand age and get that parental approval.
That 2024 Harvard University study found social media platforms generated nearly $11 billion in ad revenue from users under age 18. Look, I'm in the ad business, too. We both know that advertising is the foundation of our business. They estimated then about $4 billion in teen ad revenue came in because of Meta's, following. So how do you put safeguards in place to ensure that teens aren't being over-targeted, especially in sensitive categories like beauty or lifestyle? We're hearing so many 13-year-olds who think that they're ready for, products that we would use in our 40s or 50s when their skin is perfect as it is.
Yeah, so we do have restrictions in place for both age-appropriate ads, certain things that cannot be advertised to teens overall, and then also in terms of targeting, making sure that you're really only using age and location so that age helps you as an advertiser also understand, who you're reaching and if your categories of information shouldn't be served to teens. So age and location are really the foundation for the way that you can advertise to teens on our platforms. That means like a YMCA can advertise a summer program in Washington, D.C., or if you're in Illinois, you're getting the right information to the right people and not having to kind of do nationwide. So we have the restrictions on the types of content and then also the restrictions on what can be used for the advertising targeting as well. So it's part of our effort to really have a safe and age-appropriate experience across our platform. So in addition to our teen accounts and our content restrictions, we do have advertising safeguards as well.
That's good because, as you know, parents, they see the conflict between safety and profit, and they feel many times that engagement and profit will always win out.
Well, we want to make sure that parents are getting what they want out of their teens' experiences, that they really have peace of mind over how their teens are interacting and using our apps. That's why we have the teen accounts for them, for teens. And then we also do have parental supervision tools. So when it comes to engagement or time spent, parents can limit their teens' usage to as little as 15 minutes a day if they want. They can block out entire times of the day or night. We really want to put parents in control. They know their teens best. So what we're trying to do is really support parents with tools, with resources to have, difficult conversations about technology and really help them navigate their teens' lives.
I think there's a lot of parents who are not as tech savvy as their 13, 14, and 15-year-olds, so they feel like whatever they do, the kids can find a way around it.
Well, that's why we want to make sure we're educating and helping parents. So even with today's age announcements, for example, we're providing parents with notifications, so letting them know how to check their teen's age on our platforms and also how to have a conversation. We have expert back tips. We've worked with a child psychologist to develop some of these. So parents can have those conversation starters. If they don't know what to do or they feel their child needs more, or knows more than them, we always want to make sure they have information to kind of help them with those conversations and how to use the tools as well.
And what if their child starts an account without their knowledge?
So that's actually where we think the App Store could really help. So if they're, if they have that ability at the App Store level to say, this is my child's age and yes or no to what their teens are downloading, they'll have a lot more visibility into what their children are on, what apps their teens are using. So we think that's the best solution to when teens may be starting accounts without their parents' knowledge. In this situation as well, parents will have the ability, if their child's under 13, they can actually report the account to us, and we've simplified that reporting process to make it even easier for parents if they want to as well.
So basically, if your kid has a phone, you need to make sure that you're in control of that app store so you can make the settings at the level that you think are safe.
We think the App Store is the best place to do this, that it should be, legislated, that parents get that control at the App Store level. So they can say yes or no to any of the apps that are out there that their teens want to download. It gives the parents a chance to understand more about the app. And it also then, if the age is coming from that App Store, it helps developers like us put the teens into those protected experiences like our teen accounts.
And Jen, where can parents go to find out more about what you're rolling out?
Yeah, so parents can visit Meta's Family Center, familycenter.meta.com, to get more information about what we're rolling out, as well as our teen accounts and our parental supervision tools.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
The news is coming up next on 720 WGN.